President Trump is not the first chief executive to say he's going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, but he is the first president to do it. The president plans that move today, according to U.S. officials. No other country has placed its embassy in Jerusalem. Part of it is territory that Israel occupied in a 1967 war, and the city's overall status was supposed to be settled as part of a larger peace deal. NPR's Daniel Estrin has been covering this story from Jerusalem. Hi, Daniel.
Good morning.
What makes this announcement by the president a big deal?
Well, President Trump is backing Israel's claim to the city. This is a city that is sacred to millions of people around the world, to Christians, Muslims, Jews. Now, the U.S. says Trump is recognizing reality. This is the historic reality of Jewish connections to the city since ancient times, and also the modern reality, which is that Israel's parliament, its prime minister, its seat of government, all of that is here in Jerusalem. Now, officials in the U.S. say the final boundaries of Jerusalem are subject to a final peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians. So, the competing claims of Jerusalem between Israelis and Palestinians, that's the reason that the U.S. has refused to take sides on this all these years.
Although I'm just thinking that through, what they're saying is this is not a final decision. We can still work things out and reverse things at a peace deal. Isn't that kind of the same thing that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu likes to say about Israeli settlements on the West Bank? We can move them later if we have to, but we're going to do this now. There is an aspect of possession being nine-tenths of the law here at some point.
Right. Well, there's the question of, what are the facts on the ground and what is Trump doing here? Trump is essentially this is symbolic. Trump is expected to say that Israel recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and in the coming years, an embassy will be built here. The facts on the ground are, well, today I walked around Jerusalem and the markets are busy and it's raining and life is going on as usual. And many people say, how is this any different from yesterday?
Oh, and that's an interesting point that you mentioned. It's not like the U.S. embassy is going to move next week, at least as far as we've been told.
Yeah, U.S. officials say that this is going to take some time to build a new embassy and that to accommodate all of the embassy officials in Jerusalem. So we're not going to see an embassy tomorrow or next week and not for some years, they say.
What are you hearing when you move through Israeli and Palestinian areas of Jerusalem?
Speaking to Israelis today, many of them were kind of shocked that this hadn't happened before. Some of them said, doesn't the U.S. already recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital? One vegetable seller said, this is the U.S. recognizing our truth. Going back to biblical times, Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people. Some Israelis said that this should have happened a long time ago, but if it would happen now, the U.S. doing it now, the timing is worrisome to them, that maybe violence could break out on the Palestinian side. And speaking to Palestinians, some people are saying this is going to wake Palestinians up, that Israel is taking over Jerusalem. Some people we spoke to were worried about protests.
You quoted an Israeli saying the president, President Trump, is recognizing our truth. Briefly, what is the Palestinians' truth, if I can put it that way, when it comes to Jerusalem?
Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future independent Palestinian state. That is the part of the city where the Palestinians live. It was captured by Israel 50 years ago, and that has consistently been the demand of the Palestinians.
Daniel, always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR's Daniel Estrin has been moving about Jerusalem on this day when we are expecting President Trump to formally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.